Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill all the tea on the best celebrity news. I'm Stacey Hicks, and I'm joined, as always, by Ali Cromedy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We say this every week. Mm. We'll say it again.
Yes.
It has been a big week in entertainment.
Yes, There's lots of different things, lots of unexpected things.
Yeah.
Yep. Kylie Jenner, naked, Playboy.
Yes. Yeah. Just when we thought we'd seen everything there was to see from that family.
We see even more.
Surprise us yet again. So we'll get to all of that, of course. There's so much to get through. But before we do all of that, we are going to give you your best news headlines.
Yeah, let's do it.
And just when we'd almost forgotten about her, Amanda Bynes has resurfaced on social media. The actress created an Instagram account at Amanda Bynes Real and posted a mirror selfie with hot pink hair and a septum piercing.
Yes.
She's back. I mean, she looks healthy.
I hope she's okay. She's just finished fashion school. It's been a tumultuous couple of years for
her. Yeah.
It's almost kind of crazy to think of what she used to be like as a child star and in like teen, cool, fun movies, some that I love.
Yeah.
And then she went, you know, lost the plot a little bit. Obviously, mental health was involved. Anyway,
yeah,
I hope she's okay.
But she's back and she's had a very on-off relationship with social media, but it seems she feels strong enough to do that now.
Yeah.
So good on her.
Good on her.
Yeah.
As we mentioned earlier, following in her older sister Kim Kardashian's footsteps, Kylie Jenner has posed completely nude for Playboy magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The 22-year-old billionaire teased fans when she posted an image to Instagram wearing only a cowboy hat while being held by her shirtless boyfriend, rapper Travis Scott, captioning the post, "When Houston meets LA," just when we thought we'd seen everything.
They go and show us everything.
Yeah.
And speaking of Kim Kardashian, the reality star has opened up about a health scare she had with lupus, an autoimmune disease, and how it affected her mentally, saying she was depressed for a while, thinking that the worst was going to happen, but managed to get herself through it. Kim didn't exactly confirm what she ended up getting diagnosed with, but of course the truth will be revealed on an upcoming episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. I hope she's okay. Lupus. Selena Gomez has lupus.
Yeah.
I think, so.
Really nasty condition for people who have it, but she
Scary.
Seems fine.
Yeah. So this one's really special to me, this headline. Timothée Chalamet and Lily Rose Depp. They've been rumoured to be a couple for, I think, over a year now, but they have now been snapped kissing on a boat in Venice. More than kissing, it was quite aggressive making out. It was quite a sight to see.
A lot of open mouths involved.
The mouths were too open. They were there to attend the Venice Film Festival promoting their new Netflix film, The King. And while they walked the red carpet without any PDA, they really made an effort to not look like they were a couple.
Uh-huh.
The young couple saved that for their day off, and the pics are glorious.
They really
Google it now.
Yeah. Two beautiful looking people.
Yep.
And Taylor Swift has announced she'll be heading to Australia to perform at the 2019 Melbourne Cup at Flemington Racecourse this year. But the announcement has been met with mixed reviews, with animal rights activists calling out the cat-loving singer for promoting the event, given that there's been a number of horse deaths in previous years.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see when this time of year rolls around with spring racing and everybody that comes out for it and enjoys the day, and then those that really don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see. I wonder what will happen in the future with
it. Yeah, but very unusual event.
Yes.
That she's
for Taylor
just,
to
this
do.
Is her only performance that's been announced this year, and she's coming to the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
But, hey,
I wonder how much she's getting paid.
I'd say a lot.
Jennifer Aniston has opened up about entering a new phase of her life after turning 50 this year. She said, "It's so weird. There's so much doom around that number. I'm entering into what I feel is one of the most creatively fulfilling periods of my life. Seriously, I've been doing this for 30 years, working in the industry, I'm assuming, and I feel like it's about to just really bloom." She's, of course, starring in the upcoming Apple TV original series called The Morning Show alongside Reese Witherspoon. I can't wait to see that.
I know.
And, yeah, Jen also has another reason to celebrate this week as Friends, the show that made her famous, is turning 25.
Yes, crazy. That makes me feel so old. Yeah, that show was my entire childhood.
Yeah, still watch the repeats of the episodes to this day.
Still brilliant. And after much speculation, I know you're very excited about this, Al.
Yes.
This season for The Real Housewives of Melbourne's been confirmed by Foxtel, with Brian Walsh, the director, saying this series has a huge following of loyal and adoring fans, and it was paramount that we picked the perfect time to commission the fifth season. Mm. And apparently they're doing a big cast shake-up, so a lot of fresh faces.
Yeah, I hope Beck Judd is a housewife.
Yes.
I have many hopes and dreams for this series.
Truth be told, I couldn't care less.
But that's okay, Stacey.
Maybe,
still love you.
Maybe I'll get into it if we see some good new faces.
Exactly. This could change everything.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you want a private performance with Kylie Minogue?
I don't.
It'll cost you. Well, okay, so you're going to save some money. It's going to cost you a lot if you do. Roughly $1.8 million to be exact.
Oh my God.
We found this out through the founder of high-end concierge service, the VIP Sydney, Karim Garbi. He spilled the tea while promoting his new show, Sydney's Crazy Rich Asians, which is part of Channel 10's Pilot Week.
That is a steep amount of money.
I know. It's not like, as he said, it's not like she's had heaps of hits lately, but she's obviously got such an amazing back catalogue that that's what she can charge.
Yeah.
Go Kylie. We love you.
You do you. You can get it. And in what might be the cutest story of the week, it's obviously been a big week for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's daughter, Princess Charlotte. Started school at Thomas Battersea's with her brother, Prince George. But after an eagle-eyed fan took note of her unicorn keychain, her dad, Prince William, confirmed that this is his daughter's only obsession. He just said, "My daughter loves unicorns, completely loves them." So despite the fact that she's a princess, she's just a regular four-year-old.
She's just
like
a regular
other little girl.
Little gal.
Yeah.
And she is too cute. Her flicking that ponytail, walking into school on her first day. Oh, it was too much. So
too
adorable.
Cute.
So adorable.
And our deep dive today, we are, of course, talking about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She's always in the headlines, sometimes for the right reasons, sometimes for the wrong reasons. Yeah. But we said it in last week's episode, so if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen. Mm. We're worried about Britney.
Yeah.
And things seem to be getting worse for her this week.
Not just because she changed her hair colour to some like weird brown colour.
Yeah, she dyed her hair dark brown.
Yeah.
We don't know whether that was an old video or a new video, though. But
lots of question marks.
Yeah, there's lots of question marks around Britney, and things have kind of kicked off again this week because of an altercation between her dad
and
her kids.
Yeah. I don't like any of this. Mm. I am worried.
Yeah.
I think it's just there's been so much unknown with Britney. Obviously, there's been things we do know. Obviously, she's had a conservatorship with her dad, which means her dad was in charge of her finances after Britney had her 2007-ish, that time period, meltdown. Mm. He took over, which was probably the right move.
Yeah, and he's been in control of all her assets ever since,
which
until earlier this year when it kind of came up for review.
Yes.
He was looking after everything. So every social media post, every dollar she spent, every show she did, everything had to be run through him.
Which kind of explains her Instagram situation now. If she's in charge of it, it's questionable.
Yeah, there's definitely been a shift since that happened.
And then obviously the most recent news of the update to her and Kevin Federline's custody agreement, it went from being 50-50 to then being 70-30.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know what brought on the change and that update. I think they had been trialing it for a year and then they made it official.
Yeah.
So that's concerning, I think.
Yeah, that she's got her kids less of the time.
Yeah. So I think we're just going to have to keep our eyes on this one. She's currently on holidays, vacationing somewhere glamorous.
With her boyfriend.
With her boyfriend. So
who, I mean, thankfully does seem very loving and supportive of her, which is great.
Yeah.
But obviously the big altercation that happened that's kind of hit the headlines this week was between her dad and her son.
Yeah.
And he was reported to have barged down the door of his bedroom and shook him violently.
Oh, I don't like that.
In a kind of argument. So, I mean, everything can get blown out of context, but obviously that's not okay. He's not the parent there and is apparently very mortified that this has all happened.
Yeah.
But it's
a tangled web of confusion and scary stuff. So I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
That's all we can hope for.
Yeah. And, of course, the hottest woman in history is back in the headlines this week, Jennifer Lopez.
I could stare at her body all day.
So could I. So could I. Oh, our producer, Dennis, is nodding in agreement to that as well.
It's unreal.
Gorgeous. And this week we've got an exclusive chat with her in Who.
Yes.
So you can check it out and all the beautiful accompanying images. I'm sure they're filling up your news feeds anyway.
Yeah.
But we, got an opportunity to chat to her because she's obviously got her movie Hustlers coming out.
Can't wait to see that.
Very soon. I cannot wait. Such a good cast.
Yeah.
She's got Lily Reinhardt, yep. Lizzo, our favourite human in the world, Constance Wu.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great one.
Mm-hmm,
She's kind of spilled a little bit of the tea about all the practice she had to do pole dancing and how Cardi B kind of gave her
a little bit of
advice and was like, girl, it took me years to get that good.
Yes, because Cardi B, before she was a rapper, had a life as a stripper.
Yes, So she said she got a lot of advice from Cardi B, but that it almost freaked her out more because J-Lo only had 6 weeks
unbelievable
to train for that role. And she said it was the best line. She was like, I cried a little bit and then I just got on with it. I knew how bruised I was going to be.
Yeah.
I knew how painful the process was going to be because it needs so much strength.
And as if J-Lo surely turned up being very fit and ready to roll.
Yeah,
but this is a new skill she had to learn. Like,
totally.
The things people can do around that pole.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Really incredible. I'm surprised she'd never done things like that before, you know, for her performances and just maybe fitness and practice and training in itself, it gives you such an amazing core, and we all know how great and strong her core is.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
She should have taken it to a duck, like
and
a duck to water.
Of course, she brought up A-Rod as well and how much he loved the pole dancing.
Oh, yes.
He is the ultimate husband
of
Instagram.
What a lucky guy.
Yeah, or fiancé of Instagram, to be more specific with him. but, that he would start filming her. She was practicing in the living room, which is a bit creepy. But he just loves her. Everything she does, he's obsessed with.
Yeah.
So
he's
a big fan.
They talked about their upcoming wedding, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like it's very organized.
No, she was kind of saying, you know, we'll get to that.
Yet.
Nothing's concrete.
Yeah.
And just talking about how she feels like he's her biggest supporter and he's always there for her. And she feels like that's why they work so well.
Yeah.
So, they're really they're really sweet.
Good on them.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. I can't wait to see Hustlers.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
To wrap things up, as we always do, we're going to recommend a few things. Our celebrity must see of the week is something we both went and saw together.
Yes, it is.
It's
we got the rare chance to leave the office together one night.
It was quite a special evening.
Yeah.
It was for the premiere of the new Channel 7 show, Secret Bridesmaids Business.
Yes.
That will be coming to Channel 7 soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not exactly sure on the date. They haven't released it yet, but it won't be far away.
Yeah.
It's got an incredible cast. Abbey Cornish, Alexander England, and then some newer faces, Georgina Haig, who
she's amazing
absolutely incredible, and Katie McGrath.
Yeah.
So plus extra, there's more people on the
there's
show, don't
lots
worry.
Of people, yeah.
But those are sort of the core.
They're the main ones.
They're the core.
Yeah.
So what did you think of it?
I loved it.
Yes.
It's very different for Channel 7. It's kind of like we were talking to Georgina afterwards and we were kind of saying it's a mix of Big Little Lies, maybe a little bit of Killing Eve, because it's kind of got that murder mystery aspect or foreboding to it as well.
Yeah.
So it looks really interesting and creepy and great, and I love it. It's basically about the friendship between three friends. So we're not spoiling anything. You'll see it in all the trailers by saying in the first few minutes of the episode, one of the characters gets
engaged.
And obviously asks her two best friends who are there and kind of helped set up the proposal, the elaborate proposal for her to be her bridesmaids.
Yes.
But we very quickly learn that all three of them kind of have quite tangled, dark secrets going on under the surface.
Yeah, they do. It's Secret Bridesmaids Business. I hope my bridesmaids don't have that a level of drama in their lives.
No, I hope yours are much more well behaved than this.
Yeah, so it's like you said, it's a lot like Big Little Lies, and it's just so exciting to see. We are doing things like that here.
Yeah,
I think, like you said, it's something really different for Channel 7. Usually we're used to like the really like lovely family drama, but sort of lighthearted, you know, sit down with the whole family and watch this kind of thing. You can still sit down with the whole family and watch this.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit, you'll be a little bit sitting on the edge of the couch
you'll be a
and
little
going
bit scared.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, it's beautifully shot. it's the cast are incredible. It's so nice to see Abby Corn. I haven't seen her in something in a long time, so it's good to see her again. Yeah. We are big fans of Alexander England.
Yes, so Alexander England, attractive. If you don't know his name, he was Harry in Offspring.
Yep.
So dreamy, usually plays these lovely, kind characters.
You fall in love with him immediately. He was also on The Beautiful Lie, an ABC show from a few years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a totally different role
totally
for him.
Totally different role for him, and I love it.
Yeah,
I can't get enough of it.
They described him, there's a little bit of an intro. He was actually there that night.
Yeah.
It's so funny watching a show with
him
the
sitting right
there.
Behind
so
us.
Georgina and Alexander were both there, and, you know, luckily we enjoyed it, so they could feel that in the room.
Yeah.
But they described him as handsome but dark and intense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we can confirm.
And it's a 6-part series. So we've seen 2 parts out of the 6.
God, I want more.
But hopefully it'll be coming soon.
So
check that out when it does.
Don't miss it. Anyway, that's enough from us.
Yes, that's enough of us.
Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And please rate, review, subscribe, all the usual things we ask you to do.
Yes.
And do follow us on Instagram @ Celebrity Podcast.
That's us.
And we'll keep you up to date on anything else that's going on.
Yes.
And until next time.
Yes, see you later.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.